Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
Hello.
What's going on?
So before this episode, we were like, do we have anything spicy we want to talk about? And I was like, nah, feeling kind of vanilla, right?
Yeah, you feel like you've got some spice to
now
bring to the table?
Do.
Tell me.
I was thinking about something the other day, and then the thought came back to me. You know, brains are amazing like that. But I was thinking about how everyone pushes like laptop lifestyle, and they're like, be a digital nomad, travel the world, do your laptop, all that kind of stuff. And while like, yeah, that's so cool to do for a little bit, I don't think that people understand that when that's being promoted, like you're actually having to work from these places.
Yep.
And a lot of the time, like you're working more.
Probably because you're picking up off hours, right? You're trying to either work when your clients are in office so that you can make sure they're getting your emails and you're staying in communication with them. But then, yeah, you're probably trying to like piece together your day, right?
Yeah. And I honestly, I think I'm thinking about this a lot because like I'm about to go on a trip. You're about to go on a trip. And so it's like a lot of prep, right? Like doing a lot of preparation right now. But I'm like, I would rather prep really hard for 2 weeks and then enjoy my trip. Yep. And like, I'm gone for a while. So like, I'm going to be checking in. I'm not going to not be. But I remember like going on trips back in like 2019 and like I was glued to my laptop. Like we were going on a train and I remember just having to like head down and get all this work done. And then it just kind of carried over into everything, right? Like then I was on my phone constantly. We were trying to like go find a restaurant. And I remember getting like a text from a client and I was like snowballing. Aaron was like, why are you angry?
That's a whole nother conversation on boundaries. Right? But anyway.
And he was like, why are you angry? We're like in Ireland. This should be amazing. And I was like, it's not. But I was like, man, that's just because like, I think it was so heavily promoted. Like you can work from anywhere that sometimes you forget, but like you are working from everywhere.
Well, I think the appeal for me was being able to work from anywhere, right? Like being able to work from anywhere, kind of having time off for my kids to be able to take them, you know, place to place and not miss things. But when I actually had to start working from anywhere, that was a bit of a challenge. I mean, we go back to Ohio a lot and I'm so, so grateful. Let me say that first. I'm so, so grateful that I can.
Fully.
I get the opportunity to do that. But I actually, even this last time when we were in Ohio, my sister said something like, I would love to schedule some time where like you aren't working, you know, like we can come up with a time where you aren't because I just can't spend as much time hanging out. It's nights, it's, you know, the weekend still, but during the day I am still kind of clocked in.
It's kind of that thing, right? I mean, I think back to 2020, I feel like 2020, if you were working online before 2020 and then through 2020, it kind of messed with your brain, right?
Kind of.
Like fully, right?
Like fully messed with our brain.
I remember taking calls with clients at like 7 p.m. because everyone was like, well, you're just at home.
We're all
at home.
And I was like,
yeah, but I was at home before, so why are
But they weren't.
Right, fully. And so it's just super interesting. And so I think that that's one of the things that we try to be super intentional with, like through the VA school and everything we're teaching people is like, yeah, you can work from anywhere, but like, what if you could have stuff in place so that you don't have to work from anywhere, like that you can have boundaries? Because I think it's easier to establish that from the get than to try and like reverse it at the end.
And you're proof of that, right? Your trip is a lot longer than mine. I'm only gone for 4 days and it's kind of over a weekend. You're gone for 10, 12?
Yeah, I think we're gone for a solid 10 days.
Yeah, see, you're gone for that long and you are saying, okay, how do I make it so that everything's taken care of on the client side? I don't even have to think about it. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, even like for like our programs and everything, like I literally feel like this week and next week is like head down. I'm going to be psychotic. Yep. I got to get everything done. But then I know that that's just going to help. And it's so funny because my husband's like, I think I'm going to work some on this trip. And I was like, no.
You're like, wait.
We're not working.
I've been prepping so I don't have to work for the first time on a trip like this. Because I feel like the last time you were there, you were doing a bit of work. But
yeah, like
not a lot.
2 years ago, we did Greece and Scotland, and Greece I didn't work because like we had our friends and like it was my birthday, and then Scotland I was working. And I think that this is what the reason why I'm trying to be so prepared is I remember in Scotland, like I didn't really have good Wi-Fi. Like it was constantly going in and out. And so I was like, you just never know what you're going to get. So I just wanted to be prepared this time. But also I keep telling Brie, I'm like, y'all going to be sick of me. Y'all going to be sick of
all the content you guys are going to get. Well, by the time this one airs, you probably already see some of it, right?
Yeah. By the time this airs, y'all are already going to be sick of me. So that's right.
Or close to being sick of her. But oh, so funny. But today we kind of had the idea for this episode because we're getting a lot of questions, right? A lot of questions in the DMs, around this topic, and it's just, what is a virtual assistant?
Yeah. I think that this has been such a good reminder that this is still a new space, right? Because if it wasn't, I mean, it's kind of that thing, like if somebody says, you know, I'm a teacher, you probably know or have an understanding of what they're probably doing, right?
I would hope.
Yes. But like being a virtual assistant can mean so many different things. And so it is interesting. We get so many questions around that. And so we're excited just to dive in. And so before we dive into like what a virtual assistant is, do you want to share the stat?
Oh my gosh. We heard this on another podcast. Yes. Shout out to the sales girls.
Shout out to the sales girl.
They said like in the opening of their podcast that 51% of the workforce by 2028 is going to be freelancing.
51%.
I was going to say, can you say it again? Because I crazy. That stat like smacked me in the face in such a good way, but in such a way of where I was like, I need to prepare more people. I need to prepare more people to look at some, to look into this space, to see if it fits for them now. While we're in 2024, while we're 4 years before we're supposed to hit that point in time.
Like, the foundation you can be building up to that point if you start today is crazy.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I look at where our business has gone in just 3 years, truthfully. Yeah. So we know that it's so possible to be sitting in a spot where you've already built your business. You're not in the, I have to start a business now.
Yeah, I also think that that stat is so interesting to me on the perspective of, you know, a question we get all the time is like, is this space saturated? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it's not saturated. Like, if people are still asking me what a virtual assistant is,
there's
it's not saturated.
That's actually a really, really good point. You had the analogy of the teachers, right? In the beginning, you're like, you know what a teacher does. So there's a lot of teachers and we're still making more teachers, right?
Yes.
So if you know what a teacher does and you're still wanting to become one, it's the same concept with a virtual assistant, right? Yeah. Except we're even more broad with the term virtual assistant. So like, let's talk about that because I think you hear virtual assistant, you may see some things online that people are hiring virtual assistants for $4.
Womp, womp. Yeah.
That's not the type of virtual assistants we're building at the VA school.
No, and I think that that's such a good call out too, right? Because I see those posts, everyone sees those posts. And honestly, I don't like to swear on the podcast, but it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I swear all day long. That's bullshit.
Because it is. And that's 100%. You're so spot on. That is not the type of business we're building inside of the VA school. Our grads are making anywhere from like $50 to $160 an hour. Like this is, it's a whole nother ball game. We use the term virtual assistant because a virtual assistant is someone who does tasks virtually for a business owner.
Yes.
It's truly that simple.
Yep.
It's someone who is completing these tasks. Now, you could leave it there and it could be, and those are probably the people who are making like 10 to 20 bucks an hour, right? They're checking off a list of items.
It's a to-do list, right?
It's a to-do list.
It's something that AI can do and will replace, right?
Yes.
Those are the virtual assistants. Again, we're not making.
And so I think this is such an important call out. That is not what we're focused on inside the VA school. We're focused on helping you become a specialist.
Yep.
Because when we say this all the time, when you solve bigger problems, you make more money.
Yes.
And so it's taking your current skills, becoming abundantly clear on who needs this, and positioning yourself as the go-to expert.
Yes.
And so we use the term virtual assistant because I do feel like if we look at the digital space, there's three terms that are thrown around: virtual assistant, freelancer, and contractor.
Yep.
We could pick any of those. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they all mean that you work for yourself.
Yeah.
I think the reason why we resonate with virtual assistant so much more is because it's it's kind of what we started off as, right? Like it is like we were kind of in that virtual assistant space for social media at the beginning. Yep. And then we grew into that expert side. The other thing too is when we're helping students find clients, somebody's more likely going to put in virtual assistant. Yes. Than like freelancer or contractor.
I think it's like an easier barrier to entry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that makes even sense in this space, but in my mind, it's easier for our clients to get their yes. foot in the door as a virtual assistant. And that's what we teach. It's like, you may in the beginning find a client that is looking for a VA and looking yes. for a service that they're going to hire you on hourly to do. We do not want you to spend all your time there. We want you to refine your skills, get one yes. beta client, increase your pricing, start to offer package pricing, retainer yes. pricing, right? Where you're charging more and you're not trading your time for dollars. And we teach you all of that because we understand that this is the easiest way for you to get in the door as a virtual assistant and then start to build more of an yes. online business in your specialty.
And that is why we made so many changes and why the VA school is set up the way that it is, because it's a community
yep.
and it is continued education, continued learning, because in order for you to keep making more money, you yeah. have to keep learning. And being around people, like saying, like being around people who are also in that same mindset, like that's really, really powerful. Yeah. And we saw some of that inside of the Pinterest VA school, where people were like learning from other people. And that's when we were like, okay, let's turn this up a notch.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's where it all came from. It was seeing students that were taking the Pinterest learnings, Pinterest yeah. foundations, taking the business foundations that were in there, starting Pinterest virtual assistant businesses, and then offering something else and going, oh, I actually like this yeah. and this, or I'm going to go this direction because of skills that yeah. I had when I was in corporate. I mean, yeah. we just saw the evolution. It was like they just needed somebody to help them get started,
fully
to set the business foundations and to honestly be their cheerleader going, you've got a great idea. You've told me your offer. You've proven that there are yes. people out there that need the service. Run with it yes. and run hard. And that's what you need. I mean, we need that still yeah. to this day when we create something new. That's why you have business coaches. That's yep. why you have memberships and programs of people in your business that can support you that are just a few steps ahead.
100%. And I think that the exciting thing about this type of like environment is that you're also seeing what's possible,
mm-hmm.
right? Like yeah. you're seeing like, oh, there's so many services that can be offered. And so I just think it's a really exciting time. I mean, like you said, in 4 years, this is going to be something that people are like, oh yeah, I know a virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. Like I know what that means. Mm-hmm. Like we're getting to that point. And so if you can be on the front side of that, like that's just amazing.
Yep. Yeah. So we always say like, don't get hung up on the term virtual assistant.
Yes.
I mean, we had even students, they're like, I don't know that I am a virtual assistant, but I'm definitely doing this. And it's like, okay, that's again, just the word. It's yes. just the word. It's like blogger, influencer, right? Yes. It's just a word. You pick one that you more relate yes. to. You guys are doing the same thing. We're all doing the same thing, right? So content creator, same thing.
That's what I was going to say. It's like they're either a blogger, a creator, an influencer.
Yeah.
Like it's so many
it's
things.
It's all the same. It's just what do you most resonate with? But you're still doing the same thing. That's how I want people to look at this space. I want them to look at virtual assistant, freelancer, contractor as somebody who provides, somebody who owns a business and provides a service to a client. That's as simple as it is. And we just want to make it yeah. simple. And I think in a few years, we're going to listen back to this podcast and be like, oh my gosh, can you imagine when we had to explain what yeah. virtual assistant was?
Fully.
So I think it's just going to make, it's going to boom over the next few years.
I also think too, inside of the VA school, we walk you through so much where you're like becoming abundantly clear on your customer, your offer, like your services you're offering to them yeah. and your pricing, that when you walk through that, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like I actually can charge so much more yep. than I may be thinking right now. And I think that's really exciting because one of the things we hear all the time is like, but virtual assistants don't make money. And
oh.
I'm like, our students, we have students that have gone through our program and they are now making six figures.
Yep.
Like it's just, yes, they do.
Yep. Yeah. We had a student just recently, 3K month yeah. from one client,
one
right?
client.
So, and she is so fresh in
she
this business.
Literally was like 40 days in.
Yep.
It was just wild how, and I'm like, think about that for 1 second. 40 days in and you land a $3,000 a month client.
Yeah.
You keep that client for a year, that's 36K.
And just imagine
with one client
where you're going to be after a few months, a few years of refining your skills and refining your offer. It's pretty crazy.
It's so amazing. And so I think that that's the one thing we really wanted you guys to hear directly from us, is that like, we understand that there's different understandings or different opinions about virtual assistants. It would be really weird if we said the specialist school. So that is why we said,
you know, the freelancer school didn't make sense either. No. The contractor school sounds like we're going to do a whole other business.
Yeah, sounds like we're going
to
be building.
And we're just really trying to keep it simple, right? Yeah. We're not trying to confuse anybody at the end of the day. We're not going to come up with some name that doesn't like pertain to our business or what we're teaching. Yeah. So that's why it is what it is.
It is. But no, we're so excited for everything that's happening in there. And for everyone who is joining the virtual assistant space, if you're curious what you can even offer as a virtual assistant, Bree just recently redid our free ebook.
And it has more than 30 services in. So if Emily says 30,
I think it's like 100 or close.
It's over 100.
Oh, y'all.
I know. We just, we revamped it. We revamped it because the last time we made it was, a little less than a year ago. But a lot has changed in this space. So we added in some new services that we're seeing, and like in-demand services. Yeah. We weren't really pulling anything in that was not something that could be scalable or a scalable business or a scalable service. So we really refined it.
It's awesome. So if you're curious about this space, jump into that free ebook. We'll have it linked inside of this episode. Yep. And that is going to be the best place to really get a good understanding of how to get started as a virtual assistant, services you can offer, and what it looks like.
Yeah. And if you guys have any questions, we are open books. Yeah. So hop on over to Instagram. I'm at @BreeGalloway_.
And I'm at @EmilyVDW.
And we'll chat there.
Sounds good.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm at @EmilyVDW.
And I'm at @BreeGalloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.